While it didn't end up in court, commentator Alyssa Eli, a psychiatrist in Massachusetts, witnessed a lawyer-client relationship that was nevertheless remarkable.
Years ago, one of my patients required a court-appointed guardian to monitor his medications. The guardian was an orderly lawyer with an answering service and a class ring. He tucked his files under his arm and diligently copied the dosages of each medication. He also made diligent efforts to communicate with the patient, though there was almost nothing either said that the other could understand. One talked about sports and billed by the hour. The other listened to voices and didn't know what day it was. Still, the lawyer tried. His efforts usually ended with him patting my patient's shoulder and telling him to keep up the good work and take it easy. One day, the team met to review the treatment plan. The patient sat at the head of the table holding a Bible. His guardian sat next to him, file opened, pen uncapped. The rest of us ranged around the room. All the necessary forms appeared. We documented that the patient did not understand his diagnosis, his legal circumstances, his finances, or his medications. We set a few psychoeducational goals and defined impediments to discharge. The patient listened, or else he didn't. Finally, he turned to the social worker. "You are my angel," he said, "and my social worker." He turned to me. "You read the Bible, New Testament, and make me healthy," he said. He turned to the lawyer. "Are you an angel, too?" he asked in a tender voice. "Not really," said the lawyer. The patient looked at him. "Don't you love me?" The lawyer looked over for help, but we were captivated by the question. Not one of us would have dreamed of offering an answer. "Of course I love you," he said finally. "I love you," said the patient. "Me too," said the lawyer. He'd never said this to a client before. We would have put money on it. He snapped his file shut, capped his pen, and turned to shake hands with the social worker. The patient was heading towards him with wide arms, but enough was enough. "Keep up the good work," the lawyer said, grasping his hand. "Take it easy now."
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist living in Massachusetts.